Welcome back to another episode of the Six Figure Certified podcast. I'm your host, Liv Chapman, and all of January 2024, depending on when you are listening to this episode, we have been talking a lot about goal setting. And I know in our last episode, we broke down our business plan. And if you listen to that episode, if you want to go back and listen to it, of course, or if you have gone to innerglowcircle.com/plan and downloaded our business plan for free, you'll also notice that we give you something called CEO annual goals, which is only going to be free for a little bit while longer. So if you have not gotten what I just said, go to the show notes now and get it. But one of the other things that I want you to draw your attention to inside of this is when I led the business plan workshop, I know I kept saying over and over again that like, this is the big picture. This is the overview of the business, right? But the overview of the business only helps us if we then break down the other categories, right? If then we break down the financials, like in the CEO annual goals, or if then we break down the marketing plan, which again, if you're in IGC, this is for members only, sorry, but we do give you a template to be able to do that. So it's like having this big all-encompassing document and then looking at it almost as, you know, different departments of your business and being able to dive more deeply into each one of those departments, right? So one of the aspects of CEO annual goals that I really like that also ties into one of the bigger lessons of January or the bigger focuses of January is breaking down those annual goals into quarterly milestones, monthly goals, and of course, weekly action. And when we went and redesigned our membership experience with the launch of the Six Figure Circle, if you're curious about that, it's our very low cost, very affordable business coaching membership. It's not like other memberships where you're just get a recording. No. These are live weekly calls live with actual accredited, certified coaches who have made six figures or more in their business. They are going to be able to help you and guide you inside of that space. And every month, outside of the weekly live coaching calls and the weekly live work, what do they call them? Co-working calls, we do have a membership portal with exercises in it and books to read and songs to add to your playlist. And the January book is Atomic Habits by James Clear. I want to be like, if you've read that book, please comment or like this. Please do so if you're watching this on YouTube. If you're listening to it, I don't know, energetically, let me know you have read this book. This book was a tough read for me. I think I like half read it, half listened to it. And I do feel like it helped us renegotiate or relaunch a lot of our workshops this year, because I think workbooks and workshops and, you know, basically content, I think one of the things that feels so complex or complicated when it comes to entrepreneurship is like, I know I need all of these things, but like, how do I do them? How do I make time for them? And how do I make this a normal part of my routine? And I talked about this a lot about, like, and if you've seen any of the ads for the business plan, I used to just sit around and waste a lot of time in business. I didn't really know what to be doing every day until I created the business plan. And then I didn't really know what to be doing every day until I used that plan to derive weekly actions, which then became daily actions and then became time blocks on my calendar. So first off, if you're listening to this in January, you need to go to innerglowcircle.com/SFC for Six Figure Circle, because everything that I'm talking about are in the January resources. You can get 50% off using code GLOW2024, but these resources I'm speaking about come with the membership, but I'm going to loosely teach them to you on this podcast or talk about them on this podcast so that you can kind of get an idea of what is available in there, but also so that you can hopefully start implementing some of this these processes or these habits into your business. Because the reality is, Atomic Habits and Good Business come down to changes, small changes in daily habits that create big results. It's not about the launch. It's not about the website. It's not about the next photo shoot. It's not about that one post that like you spent hours making pretty or rewriting or editing. Cool. All of those things are cool. They're great. They're helpful, but they're not the game changers in your business. It's not about creating that one viral post. I have never gone viral. I don't care if I ever go viral. Is this going to go viral? I care about making money when it comes to business. I don't care if I'm famous. I don't care. I mean, I don't even know that I want the things that go along with going viral. I just want to make money and enjoy my life. So a lot of that, it's less about being viral or being famous, and it's more about being profitable. And how do you become profitable? You have systems set up in your business that help you make money, that help you generate revenue. And you must be thinking, okay, but what systems? That's where you go back to the business plan. You have to know your operations. You have to know who's on your team and who's doing what. You have to know, of course, let me run it back for a second, Olivia. You need to know the mission, vision, core values, like the basics of who you are and what you're selling. You need to know your products. You need to make sure that products or services, something's really, really great. And of course, you need to know your marketing, your sales, and your financials. Right? So you have these different departments of your company, and they need to have time on your calendar. And we've heard it a million times before. When you first start your business, you're probably the director, the CEO, you're the marketing manager, you're the sales manager, you're the financial analyst or the CFO, you are the product development specialist, you are the content writer, you're probably everything and more. And I love that for you. And it's good to be that. It's good to run all the roles of your company. I mean, I did it for years. I still kind of like to run all the departments sometimes because I like to know what's going on. I like to know what's going on. And I don't consider myself a micromanager. I'm probably way too hands-off of a manager. But I have run every single department in this company for a time being, including the billing department. Including the billing department. And it's so good to do that. And so if you're in that and you're overwhelmed, the reframe for you is like, at least I'm going to know my shit. I'm going to know how to run this, and I'm going to find someone better than me. That is always my goal in hiring, is to find someone better than me to take on that role, to take on that job in the company. Okay. But I know that if you're just starting, you have all of these jobs on your plate. So what you need to do is look at your month or look at your week or look at your days and figure out how you're going to fit them all in. Okay. So you have to get in the habit of taking action in each department. I know I'm kind of jumping all over the place, but the book of the month is Atomic Habits, and it really is a game changer. So if you haven't read that yet, I do highly recommend it. And a lot of what he talks about in that book is going to help you run your company and much easier. And it might not seem like one day, you know, you're going to have this huge breakthrough in your business. It is these small, daily, consistent actions over time that create real results, real long-lasting results. I know a lot of people want to be an overnight success. I actually don't advise. I don't advise. I advise setting yourself and your business up for success by consciously looking at every department of your company and building a process around it, and then re-looking at it, re-evaluating it, seeing what's working and what isn't. I'm not sure if this part was in the workshop or not, forgive me, but a woman came on and said, after and looking through my business plan, I thought that I had a sales problem, and I don't have a sales problem at all. I've closed all of my sales calls, or most of mine. Go back and listen to it if it's in there. But I don't have enough leads. I don't have enough calls being booked. And I said, okay. And then you go back and you say, are you putting out content? Yes. Are you gaining new followers? Yes. Are you putting a call to action in your content? No. Okay. So do you see how we can look at all of the different aspects of the company, of your company, and kind of investigate? Come on now, too. Be a detective. Investigate. If you've ever had a cheating partner, or you just needed to figure out why that old person from high school was no longer posting a picture. We've all investigated before. Don't investigate other people in your personal life anymore. Investigate your company. Okay. Put those detective skills to work. Put them to work and get to know, you know, why things aren't working the way that they are. I know every woman in the world has a detective hat or has a best friend with a detective hat. Go find that person, have them come help you if needed. But we're going to get to the bottom of it, and you have to stay committed to that if you want to see real change. So small incremental changes, they compound over time. They lead to significant bigger outcomes. You got to trust me on this one. And if you don't, go read the book and look at all this data, blah, blah, blah. And then you'll, you know, get bought in. You got to get bought into this stuff. You cannot just keep doing things the way that you're doing them. That is if you don't like the results that you're getting. Okay. So business plan first, using tools like CEO annual goals. The other one that I mentioned that is going on in January in the six-figure circle is called Sacred Scheduling. That's another amazing resource for you to be able to actually look daily at your calendar, how to time block effectively based on your goals. And not only based on your goals, but sacred scheduling actually starts with blocking off all the time you like don't want to be working first. I still run my schedule that way. So that's a little cheat code for that one. And then, you know, just looking at not beating yourself up when things don't go right, but looking at, did you win more than you lost? Winning season, right? Did you follow through this week more than you did last week? Did you post this week more than you did last week? Did you follow up with more leads this week than you did last week? Did you create one more email funnel this week than you did last week? You want to be getting 1% better, 1% better every day. And that will also lead to significant results, significant transformation. Okay, it's about small habits over time, and you need to define what those habits are in your business. What those habits are in your business. So, for example, you may say, I am going to follow up with 10 new leads every single day. You may say, I am going to post on social media once a day. Get more specific with that though. Like what social media? What kind of social media? I am going to send 3 getting to know you messages every single day. I am going to post 1 article on LinkedIn per week. I am going to release 1 podcast episode each week. I am going to invite 100 people every week to download this thing or this opt-in. I'm going to attend 1 networking event every week. I am going to update my profit and loss sheet every week. I am going to, you know, I can go on and on and on, but is this helping? You want to think of things that are actual habits that are going to move the needle forward. Move the needle forward in your business. And I will say that most of the questions we get around this, which is probably why most of my examples that we get around this, are around sales and marketing. Most people that come into a service-based business have been trained in some type of service, so therefore they have something to sell, whether it's one-on-one or group. It can be anything like that. And of course, maybe you have expanded to a digital course or a digital download or something of that nature. But usually, people have something to sell. Now, if you are concerned that your product or service is not what people want, then any guesses what you do there? What do your habits have to be in that department, in the products and services department? Market research, baby. That's the action. So you could say, I will schedule 1 market research call per week. If you're in IGC and you're listening to this, we have a little 3-part training on that in our members portal. If you're not, well, come into the members portal so I can just give you everything that you need. Like, we do not gatekeep the resources, but we also can't give everything away for free because we are a company and so are you. But I mean, go to ChatGPT and ask them, can you outline a market research procedure for me? I am a insert what your job is, and I'm looking to work with insert who your ideal clients are. I need to understand what the problem is that I could help them solve. Something of that like that. I don't know. I have to do trial and error with ChatGPT, but I'll get it. And then if I don't like it, I said, can you just do that again? You are not only setting these big goals, you're not only writing this beautiful, big, beautiful business plan, you are looking at how all of those departments function on a day-to-day basis. Do not sit and take action in your company that doesn't contribute to the bottom line. Not all the time. Obviously, there's times where you need to get in touch with yourself. You need to get creative. You need to work less in the business and more on the business, right? That's like when you're writing your business plan. That's like when you're doing some of these resources that I'm talking about. But when you are in sales department mode, when you're being the sales manager in your business, in your company, you need to be taking action that a sales manager would take. Maybe that means you are doing role play calls with someone. Maybe that means you're studying your sales training course or your six-figure sales if you did that. Maybe that means you are practicing your script. Maybe that means you are doing client or prospect follow-up. If you know, for example, that you want to be meeting with clients all day or all afternoon or this certain time block or that certain time block and you don't have those clients yet, that is when I would be working as the sales manager. That's exactly when I would be sales manager, especially if you're balancing another job or kids and trying to grow your company. I hope that you have figured out, and if you haven't, you can do this now. What time would you actually be working with clients? Like if you know that, you know, husband's home early or whoever on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, so I could definitely take client calls between 5 and 9 p.m. Okay. Well, get him on dinner, bed, and bath duty now because you're in the office generating those clients during those time blocks. Got it? Action that moves the needle forward. And if you, wherever you're watching this, if you are like, here's my block in my company, here's where I cannot seem to move things forward, please comment below. And I'll go on a little investigative journalism, just investigative, a little investigative journey with you and see if we can uncover the focus area or the KPI or the action that we need to take in order to finally see a different result, okay?
So like I mentioned, the six-figure circle is the place to be. If you have been looking online for a community full of people who are aspiring six-figure coaches or service providers, are a step ahead of you when it comes to getting things done and building their business, access to business coaches in general, and really need some guidance in this process, the Six Figure Circle is the membership for you. There are at least one, if not two weekly calls that involve open coaching, guidance around how to scale your business around marketing, sales, back-end systems, finance, mindset, leadership development. On top of that, you have a weekly co-working call that you can pop on with a certified coach as well to have an hour or more dedicated to time to build your business. If you're a mom like me, that's really important because time is not around as often. You also get access to two exercises per month, and that can be either used for yourself when it comes to developing your mindset or business acumen, or for your clients as well if you have a niche that is tied to those exercises or even modified for that. That's free, and they have a guided walkthrough led by ITC coaches. You get access to Hot Seats Quarterly with our CEO, Leif Chapman. You also get access to recommended books, recommended worksheets, resources, and then of course a 24/7 active community group on Facebook for you to access on a regular basis to ask questions, get feedback, put your offers in there to potentially gain clients, collaborate with different people in the community overall to do different partnerships or maybe even find a new business partner. Whatever is present in that space, especially if you are a woman who is wanting to scale to six figures, that space is for you. Now, one of the biggest questions we get is, well, I'm not a six-figure business owner yet, or I haven't made any money in my business yet. Is this space for me? Yes. Oh my God, run to it. When I was first starting my coaching business, the six-figure circle was the space that I was in. And when I tell you, I was in that group every single day, soaking up as much knowledge as I could, asking questions, getting hands-on with people, and also actually gaining clients because they were seeing my work. They were seeing how I was marketing. They were seeing how I was doing graphic designs, etc. So I would do freelance services and coach other people in the community while I was in it. The six-figure circle is the place to be. And right now you can get 50% off your first month if you decide to join. The link is in the show notes below. And if you need to, you can click on it, grab that discount, and dive on in.
So atomic habits in business mean looking at everything, breaking them down into small things that we can do each day that eventually create us big results. If you didn't know this already, we've been doing this IGC, I think it's our 9th birthday on January 30th. And I was working for about a year and a half to 2 years before I joined Katie and IGC. So it's really been about a decade, about 10 years of small incremental habits that have created results over time. And every time we implement something or hire someone new or launch a new product, it's a matter of going back to what am I doing each and every day? I've said it before and I'll say it again. Every single time we hire someone new, I have to go back to our business plan, which now is hundreds of pages, and go back to my role and say, okay, now that this person is here, how does it change my job? How does it change this person's job? How do my days look now? Like when I was temporarily running the billing department, that was not a long-term solution, but something that I needed to do as a CEO. I needed to step into that for a little while until we could find somebody else. And thank God we did, because that was taking up quite a bit of my time. But once I had that off my plate, I was like, okay, you know, I just bought back 20 hours a week at some points. And I was like, how does this renegotiate my day? And so then I have to go back and look, okay, Olivia, what are you really in charge of? The vision, the mission, the podcast, business development, you know, brand partnerships, and really being able to replace those kind of activities into my day to day and ultimately develop different KPIs or key performance indicators in those areas so that I was able to keep moving the company forward. Now, this is getting a little bit complex, maybe, but I hope you're following along. And then just a few other components or pieces of this conversation. There's a lot of other things that come into play when setting yourself up for success. I would say more of like the softer side of things, but that's kind of where this sacred scheduling conversation comes into play too. But who do you need to be? What environment do you need to be in? Or how do you need to set yourself up to be able to do some of these actions? We talk about this a lot in our six-figure sales course, but they're like habits of six-figure business people. Like, are you up when you say you're going to get up? Do you make your bed? Do you feel good about yourself and what you're wearing or hair or makeup or whatever? Do you show up as the woman who makes X amount of money per month or per year? So what does she do in the morning? How does she act? Does she open her phone and immediately go on TikTok? Most of the time, okay? But you want to look at that. You want to look at how you're showing up to the roles, what you need to do. I need to work out every day. I don't want to work out every day, but I need to work out every day pretty much. And sometimes that means just a walk, but I'm truly not nice if I don't. So I have to do that. I like to drink my little green drink in the morning. I have finally started eating something before drinking the coffee. I have, like, these are things that make me feel good. Okay, doing something with my hair, even if it means slicking it back into a tight bun, which is not ideal, but it works. Putting on a little bit of makeup, changing out of the yoga clothes at some point, whatever you need to do to show up as that person. And maybe you don't need to do those things. I am not in your brain. I am not in your heart, and I am definitely not in your house. So you need to figure out what setting yourself up for success looks like, and also look at your environment. How can you set up your environment for more success? Do you need to have certain things set up? Do you need to make sure your office is cleaned up the night before? Do you need to set the coffee pot to auto brew? I don't know, but what environmental things can you do? I can, whenever I have to be on camera or creating content, it all has to be done before 3 p.m. I become a zombie at 3 p.m. I can't handle things in the afternoon or the evening. I don't know if it's because I'm a mom and because my kids get up early, or because I've just always been on this teacher schedule where like 3:30 rolls around and I'm like at flag at half mast. Like, that's just me. I know other people that can work all night and that's when they show up the best. But figure out how you can set yourself up for success and how you can create an environment that breeds that, right? So whether you need a cleaning person or meal prep, any of those things, they're going to help you move further faster. And just piggybacking on that too is a concept that they talk about in Atomic Habits called habit stacking, which you may have heard of before, but it's basically where you tie a new habit to an existing one. So if you know for a fact that you wake up every morning and meditate already, you already do that. Good for you. If you already do that for 10 minutes every morning, and you know that you also want to, you know, write your daily intentions, maybe that just happens naturally now after meditation. Or if you know that you need to walk, do you know that this is how I created that habit? I can only take my kids to school in my sneakers, because if I'm already in my sneakers, when I get back and park the car, I can go straight out for the walk or straight into the gym in my garage. I have to be wearing my workout clothes on the drop off. That's the only way it works for me, right? So how can you potentially stack a couple good habits? That's also how I ended up like, and you can build rewards into that too. That's also how I ended up finally not drinking coffee on an empty stomach. But I now have a little routine. I started with just the green juice first thing in the morning. And then while I'm drinking the green juice, I'm cooking a couple eggs. And while the eggs are cooking, I'm boiling the water because I use a French press for my coffee. And then it's like I eat the eggs. By the time I'm done with that, the coffee is ready. And then I can skip to the good part. I literally would not eat an egg or drink a green juice if I didn't get the coffee after. But that's just me. You can set yourself up for success in any way you want. And let me think, how old am I? 37. It did take me 37 years. I guess we'll call it 20 because I probably started drinking coffee at 17 to finally find a way to not drink it on an empty stomach. So better late than never. And you are not too old. It is not too late. And there is still time. I feel like we've covered a lot. I probably gave you too much to implement. But I want you to think about that. I think sometimes when we look at a big goal, I want to make $1 million this year, I want to make $100,000 this year, I want to make $10,000 this year, we're like, but how? But how? And I hate to sound so like, go to innerglowcircle.com, but like the reality is there's a tool for everything. There's a tool for everything. And I'm giving you a lot of free tools and a lot of access to free tools. And if it's still not happening for you, then you really need to come into the six-figure circle. You don't have to have made six figures yet. It's mostly for people who want to make their first or next six figures, duh. But like the one-on-one coaching and the co-working is when you actually get shit done. You can Google how to do anything. I can give you a resource for any topic, hundreds of pages. We're actually about to launch a new store with all of our tools and worksheets and workbooks and all of that. Like some will be for you to use with your clients. Some will be for you to, you know, help grow your business and all that. But the reality is we need accountability to be able to do that stuff. So if you're like, oh, another podcast episode, another thing she's telling me to do, and then I'm not going to do it, come on in, get some accountability, get some resources. And if you're already in there, get on a call. Get on a call. It's not even fun to be the same. It's not fun to stay in the same place as it was last year. I'm beating myself up over some of the places I stayed in for too long. That's another episode. Do you guys want a personal episode soon? I'll give you one. But let's just take this on as winning season. Remember who the F you are and do something fresh and new, even if it's something small. Drink the green juice before the coffee. Okay? It can be small. I promise you it will add up. It will add up. I'm not good at like big things anyway, big ginormous changes. No. No. It's okay. We're human, but we can hack humanity too a little bit, or hack our own humanity. All right. So hopefully this episode is helpful for you in breaking down your goals, realizing that you're just having a human experience, and realizing that you can hack that human experience by making things really simple. Making things really simple, stacking good habits over time. And, you know, I'd like to throw in reward yourself. Reward yourself when things are going well, because I don't care if we're 5 or 50, everybody likes a treat. I hope this episode was the treat that you needed today, and I will see you next week.